From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. The policies of President Trump and the impacts they're having in the Delta region were debated during a gathering Thursday in Little Rock. Ahead of next week's election, candidates in some Arkansas races gave their views to the group. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
A key concern at the Greater Delta Region Conference was trade tariffs, which are impacting growers. Clark Tucker, the Democratic candidate for the 2nd District Congressional seat, said impulsive actions by President Trump have been bad for the state.
I do think some of the goals of the tariffs, to make sure that America is treated fairly in our trade agreements, especially American workers, and to have environmental standards included, I think those are positive goals. I think the way that the president has gone about them is unfortunate. I like to say they're tariffs by tweet, and the impacts have been huge, especially on the agricultural industry all over the country, but especially here in Arkansas.
Incumbent Republican Congressman French Hill said the trade war was started by China, who he called a trade cheat.
President Trump, like a lot of things he's done since he's been in office, says, why have we never changed the dynamic here? So, as Representative Tucker said, I think the big picture is right here. We should be challenging China. But I've questioned the sequence and how to do that. I'm glad we've reset our NAFTA. That's good, essential to Arkansas. It's our biggest trading partners are Mexico and Canada.
The president of the American Agriculture Movement of Arkansas, Harvey Joe Sanner of Desark, said it's not just trade battles that are impacting farmers. He pointed to uncontrollable factors like excessive rain this year.
We've got a real crisis in the Delta that's coming, and it's part of it's aggravated by those tariffs. And the other issue now that many know, the soybean crop is one of our biggest income creators. Many still left in the field and are deteriorating, and we're having some damage issues, deductions as much as $2 a bushel in my area. That's going to be a tremendous amount of money sucked out of the Delta, and practically every Delta county grows soybeans.
The U.S. trade policy with Cuba, immigration, and health care were also issues that brought very different opinions during the conference. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.